He was a Yid. His name was Avram. Avram was a younger man, an Emes Tzaddik. He was such a Tzaddik. His Tchulis HaNefesh was so zis and so gewaldig. All he did was want to do was Ratzon Hashem. He didn't want to do anything else but Ratzon Hashem. That younger man, he got married. He had a few little kinderlach. And he had to support his family. He knew that it says, Yigia kapecha kisercha l'ashrecha v'toivloch. A person that's Yagia kapecha, his nene from his own Yagia kapo. He didn't want to take any tzedakah from anybody. And the Yugaman went out and he used to work a little bit. He used to have this potter, he had his cow. And whenever people would have to have deliveries brought from one place to a different place, he went with his potter. And he brought it over, he put it on the potter's back, slept it in the wagon, and he was a delivery. He delivered here, he delivered there. And you know what else he did with the potter? The potter gave milk, he sold the milk. But it just wasn't enough. And many times, that when he didn't have enough panosa from his poro, the person would go to a different shtot. And he would sell himself out. He'd say, listen, does anybody need any work? And people hired him for a day, for 2 days. He'd come back home a few days later. But he would bring back some more money for the house. But it was Emesi Yireli Kim. He was happy with everything that ever happened to him. Emesi Tzaddik. This person, this younger man, not only was the Eilich mentioned business, but the biggest middah that he had was the Achavivas HaMitzvahs. He loved to do a mitzvah. When he used to do a mitzvah, he used to do it with such a slavus and such happiness, even though he didn't have any panosa. It was so difficult. He had to leave his house so many times. Many times he left his house for a day, 2 days, 3 days. If the potter couldn't produce enough panosa that he needed, and this is what the person did for Panosa. And it was difficult. But the Chavivus HaMitzvahs that he had was absolutely gewaldig. The mitzvahs that he loved more of all the mitzvahs were Shabbos. Shekulu keneged kol HaMitzvahs. And when it comes Shabbos, he would tell his wife, let's forget about all the tzoris that we have no Panosa, but Mahomdach Kindalach. And we're gezund, let's freizach with the Shabbos. He used to go to shul, ongetom with the best clothes that he had, which of course wasn't so the Welt's fancy clothes, but it was Mundik Machaviv Shabbos. And together with his wife and the children, they had such beautiful Shabbos suddas. It was Mamash L'Hashem L'Tiferes. This person, 1 week, was very, very difficult to panosa. He tried so much. It was cold outside. He tried with the potter, doing as much deliveries as he can. It just didn't make it. And he comes ready Tuesday, Wednesday. Nobody hired him for anything. No one asked him for anything. The potter didn't produce that much milk. And he had to leave his house. And he decided, I'll go to the other shtop, that's called Sasiv, and I'll go over there, maybe he'll find, maybe to do some work, maybe somebody will hire him for a day or two and he'll have some panosa. So he went, he did some work for somebody asked him to help me do this, help me do that. So this, people knew about him, that the person, this person, he always used to look for work, and he did a little panosa and he got all together, he got 6 coins. Oh, he was so happy. It was the Erev Shabbos, and now that he has his 6 coins, he decided, gewaldig, With two coins, he could buy chalas. With two coins, he could buy wine for Kiddush. And for 2 coins, he could buy neiris. So he could come and have such a gevaldike Shabbos, which was his favorite mitzvah. The younger man had the 6 coins with him, and he's ready to get onto a hitch to take it back to the shtot where he comes from, because just a little while before Shabbos, just a few hours before Shabbos, although the trip only takes 20 minutes, but he has to get back home and get the things for Shabbos and everything. Meanwhile, as he's walking out, as he's getting ready, he has his 6 coins with him, he's jingling in his pocket. He can't wait ready to come home. He's going to be so happy, he'll be able to share it together with his wife, chalas and wine and neiris, gevaldi. The big grace about Mekubu, Ramosha Leib Sasev. Such a rizik about Mekubu, such a baluch HaKodesh. I remember she had baluch in the ganze door, and Ramosha Leib Sasev just had walked out of the mikvah. He walks out of the mikvah, stays a tzaddik, the level of a tzaddik is noira. When a tzaddik goes out of a mikvah, and befrat erev Shabbos, is a noira v'oyim. Moshe Leib Sasev left the mikvah, and he's in ganz shakur v'machshova. And then he picks up his eyes, and he sees this younger man. And for a minute, chatte the ganze picture, the whole problem with the younger man. He goes over to the younger man. Ah, he says, ooh, it's erev Shabbos, wo gehst du? He says, Rebbe. Of course he knew it's Moshe Leib Sasev. I'm going home. Going home, it's soon Shabbos. He says, you know what? I just came out of the mikveh. and I'm very, very thirsty. Could you do me a favor? So the Rebbe, what does the Rebbe want? Do me a favor, buy me for 2 coins, buy me a cup of hot tea. I need a hot tea. So he starts thinking for himself, Gewalt Geschrigel, my favorite mitzvah is Shabbos. I left my house for so many days. What do I have? 6 coins. For 2 coins, I'm going to have Shabbos Lich. 2 coins, I'm going to have Nedis. And 2 coins, Chalas. What? I give away 2 coins? That means I'm going to miss what? See, made a chesh about this. This Kiddush, you could be Yotze Kiddush with Chalas. So I'll be willing to be Mavata, the 2 coins. Tzadik gives me. Then a Moshe Leib Sasva sees the person's Mahasa. He says, listen, Hezachayim, if you give me 1 cup of tea, Zogach the 2 Oilam Haba. Oh, you see, makes a chesh. Shabbos is only Me'en Oilam Haba. Oh, but the Rebbe Zog with 2 Oilam Haba alayim. It's 100% Kedai. He says, okay. He says, Rebbe, I'm on my way. Ura Moshe Leib Sasva goes together with the person, and they go right away into an inn. And the person has a cup of hot tea, please, for the Rebbe. So I've had a cup of hot tea, and they go, and they go to the inn, the Rebbe, and they start to hot tea. The Rebbe is sitting and sipping his tea, and he says, thanks to the person, the Yulaman, and the Yulaman pays the 2 coins. And Moshe Leib Sasva says, I'm gesund, I have a bench with Eilam Habi, you're moiled. He says, you know what, I'll tell you the truth. I just came out of the mikveh, I have a little bit of chills. I was wondering if you could maybe buy me another cup of tea for 2 coins. Well, you see the person starts thinking, Gewalt Geschrigel. I had 6 coins. 2 coins, I already gave away my kiddush. Well, what can I give away? My chalas. He went, tachter abnut abnut, but the rabbi shalei psasa, but there, baal mekubel, that's how they can do it. He wants I should give him another cup of tea. What's a cup of tea? But I'm nice, a Shabbos, chalas. When I'm going to come home to my wife, my kids, without any chalas was far upon him. Then he talks to me, oh no, 1 second, but mitzvah habo yodo, al tach mitzem. He says, yeah, but where's my coffee? And he's thinking up and back. So, Dr. Moshe Leib Sasva, Hezachain, I see you thinking, well, you have to think so much. If you buy me a cup of tea, zogich de tzu, you'll be glicklach in this welt. In this welt, you'll have ashiris, you'll be glicklach for the rest of your life. Just, the person starts thinking, yeah, but what am I going to do with a chalas? A wine already gave up. Kiddush, I can make already a chalas. But what am I going to do? If I give up the chalas, what do I have? A poor piece of Schweizer bread, what am I going to do? No, but then he thought, mitzvah al-ba'al, yodoy tach mitzvah, the Rebbe wants tea. He said, okay, Rebbe, tea. He says, please, goes over to please, the, for the innkeeper, for you, get a tea for the Rebbe, my father. So the Rebbe brought another cup of tea. The Moshe Leib Sasva was sitting, sipping the tea, and he thanked the person, very nice. He finishes the tea. He tells me, no, I'll tell you the truth. A very windy day today, I'm afraid I'm possibly getting fakilled. If you buy me another cup of tea for 2 coins, I'll zog the tzu, you'll have mamasha ashiris, you and your children will die this. That's it, everybody said that's it. Chalas, I'm not going to have it. I'm coming home without chalas. Wine, I'm not going to have it. You want, I should take it away. I should give away my shalom bayis. If you don't have nedis, the Gemara says nedis is for shalom bayis. How can I, that I should also give away? But somebody says, okay, if you don't want it, I'll take 2 cups of tea, it's also good. Okay, this is Zanazay. He told him, Rebbe, give me a brocha. Thanks for the cup of tea. So he said, Rebbe, but you gave me a brocha. He said, don't worry, the brocha will be chal. He took his off, he gave me 2 cups of tea. 2 cups of tea I have. No, zog the tzu. You'll have gewaldig if you live. Give me a 3rd cup of tea. Well, but okay, so I need 2 cups of tea. I'm asking. No, and the person, Rebbe gave a brocha, he's happy. And the person, he said, the Moshe Leib Sasva is telling me like this, Hezachayim. I'll tell you one more thing. When you get home, you have a potter, don't you? Take that potter and sell it. And as soon as you get the money for it, come with me, come and look for me. I'll tell you ready what to do. He says, look, the Rebbe Geisen. Meanwhile, the person comes home, his wife is waiting, she's waiting for him. It's only just a little while before Shabbos. She's waiting for her husband to come home with the panosa for Shabbos. As soon as the person comes into the house, he starts as with the halba heart, he starts telling his wife, Hezachayim, you know, I really had 6 coins. I was going to bring home Shabbos. I was going to bring home, chalas, and I was going to bring home wine. Oh, but you know, there's a very big tzaddik on Moshe Leib Sasva, and I met him. He asked me for a cup of tea, and I had to give away one. She says, what's the environment? I thought, where's your achrayis? She said, but he tells his wife, you don't, where's your achrayis? Don't you understand? A god la'adoy, a tzaddik, mislamis, nishmevi, and a soyin. And he says, she says, okay, no, if that's what had happened, that's what happened. He says, but I bought 2 lich, there should be freilich, it shouldn't be dark in the house on Shabbos. So she was very happy in that shalom, but very good. Meanwhile, what's the Shabbos? He tells her, listen, I just want to tell you that that he said that we should take the potter, our potter, and we should sell it. Oh, so she said, Dustin, that I can't do. What do you mean? We should sell our potter? That's our whole life. The little panosa that we have is from our potter. We should sell this potter. We won't have any panosa. How can we do such a zach? He starts telling her, listen, Ezechan, I talked to him. He tells his wife, who is your munis chachom? The chachom say that you have to do kach for kach. You listen to the chachom says you should do this, you have to do it. That's why he says, listen, Hezekiah, you gave away the lich, you gave away the neiris, you gave away the chalas, you gave away the kiddush, and what Savek with the poor Eichet, she said, we're not giving it away, we're just taking it, we're selling it, and then I'll go back to the Moshe Leib Sassav, I'll ask him what should I do with the money. So finally she didn't want that. She says, you know what, let's make it like this. Okay, Taka, I won't sell it. But if somebody comes and knocks at the door and asks me for the poor, then I'll sell it. She says, it'll never happen. It never did happen, it won't happen. She says, okay, master. You know, the person, Sunday morning, comes back, very ruhige mensch, comes back from davening, he puts down his talis and his tefillin, and he takes out a little piece of bread, with a little cup of coffee, and he's going to eat breakfast, and then see what he could do, work he could do with his potter. It's the middle of eating, all of a sudden, he's a knock on the door. The guy says, Chulik, do you maybe have a potter you want to sell? So he tells his wife, take a look. If you didn't believe in Ashkocha Protus up to now, here's your chance. I got tzadik, go there and take a look. So the person said, man, the wife says, she can't believe it. See, Shekel, how much is the potter worth? It's free. He says 48 coins. So he tells the person, you want to buy the potter for 48 coins. So the person said, boss, Mr. Sugar, I bought potters, I buy behemoths constantly. I just happen to walk by and I see in your backyard you have that in a potter. I never spent so much money in a potter, 48. So he tells him, listen, the decision is yours. I didn't say you have to buy it for me. But if you want to buy it for me, there's no way I'm going to release this unless I'm going to get 48 coins. Because this is my whole panosa. The person says, listen, sorry, I can't help you. He says, good, sorry, is it not good? He leaves him. His wife was in a shtoymim, takat ha'askoch putza. The next day, the person comes back. He says, Hezekiah, I have to have a potter. He says, listen, I told you yesterday already. If you give me 48 coins, I'm willing to buy it, I'm willing to sell it. Well, it was like, because this is mamash matanosa. So the person says, listen, okay, Hezekiah, now mamash desperate. I'll give you 48 coins and gamble. The deal is a deal. Takes out 48 coins and puts them on paper. Nope, he gives them over the potter. The wife is finished, she's got some bread. What's he going to do with 48 coins? How long is it going to last? Like this, you have a potter, it keeps on going. But with 48 coins, how long could it last? How many sabbosim from food could we have from this? So she was very tzibrach. He tells her, listen, Ezra, I talked to her. He tells her, the story's not over. Moshe Leib Sassav said I should take the 48 coins. I should take the money that I have for the potter, and I should go over to him, and he'll tell me what to do. So here I have the coins, let me go over. She says, gesundheit, if that's what he said. And I'm zicha checkmate, there's nothing for me to do. Okay, gesundheit. So he goes on a horse and buggy, gets a hitch, and he goes to the next shtot, looking for Moshe Leib Sassav. Moshe Leib Sassav says, you'll find me, you'll look for me, you'll find me already, and then I'll tell you ready what to do with the coins. You know, the person, the money was jingling in his pocket. He never had such a feeling. It was money. He felt the psasnasus thing, big, happy. Boch Hashem, but he never had so much money, Lamaiz jingling in his pocket. No, he gets off the horse and buggy. As he goes by in the big shtot of Sassav, and he starts looking around by the Geselach where the Moshe Leib Sassav lives, and he sees a big lizika tumul in front of a house. These are people there yelling, take it out. It's a whole commotion. He goes over. He says, what's the commotion? He says, you didn't hear what happened? Well, what happened? He said, a person died. And this person died. He has a tremendous amount of real estate. And his real estate, his children, they owe so many. He owed a lot of chayvis. And his children are mutl aleim, they have to pay the chayvis, they have no money. So they decide they're going to sell all his real estate, one zez. They'll give all the money to the children, because the court is doing this. And then the kids will pay up all the chayvis, and whatever's left over is left over for the family, but they have to pay over the chayvis. So he says, what are they selling? He said, what are you talking? It's like a halbish tot. It's this and this amount of karka and this amount of stores that they people used to pay rent on this. And say, he says, who's buying it? So he told him, listen, this is the outside of the Beis Mishpat. Go inside the Beis Mishpat, you'll see what's going on, the shrying, the yelling, and this. And the person goes, Dochad Nichnas, he steps himself in, and he sees the person standing over there by the bima, clapping, who wants to buy this? They're making the auction. Who's the ones that can bid? The Plitzim, the Rishoyim. People at home find the Yidden, they used to own all the shtet, and they used to tax the Yidden with so many. It was Mamish Gefelach, the fat Plitzim are sitting over there, each one sitting there with the cigars and everything. And they're ready bidding, getting ready to start bidding on this tremendous amount of real estate. There was no yid that could have had that amount of money, that could buy it, it's not shaykh. But the priests, they started bidding. This one said kach v'kach, this one said kach v'kach.
The younger man decided, what do you mean? These Pritzim should get it? So he also bid. Whatever they said, he said a little more. The Pritzim take a look, a Jew? A Jew is going to buy this? First of all, this Jew doesn't have no money. We don't know this person's being an usher. So they're not going to let the half the shtut go to him. They'll outbid him. So they start outbidding him. And they start going higher and higher and it's going higher. Tell the Pritzim, see that the guy can hold water. Then they decide like this. They know Klur that this Jew doesn't have money. It's partially he's a Jew, a beggar. He doesn't have any money. Elamai, he wants us, we should jack up the price. Let's stop right now. He has to give a down payment, otherwise they throw him out. The down payment, and if he doesn't pay by the end of the day, the price of everything, he loses his down payment. So let's fix his wagon. So they decided between themselves, let's all stop bidding. So they all stop bidding. And the Yid is left with it. Zachaloy, the Yid wins. It was an astronomical amount of money. This Yid didn't even call him. Yeah, if they sell language wine, some shakats, but I don't find a cup. Where's it with us? So I told him, Hazachan, you have to give a down payment. So he puts down the 48 coins he has in his pocket. Here's my down payment. Tom Hazachan, it comes at night. If you don't come up with all the money, you lose your down payment. No problem. Meanwhile, the person realizes, oh, the priest, I'm looking at him, what's that? Where did the Jew go? Hazafanem. They knew me, used to work at that, and a beggar, a schlepper. He bought out half the shtot. Doesn't make sense. No, they decided, let's see what happens. You know, the person doesn't know what to do. What did he do to buy me? They said, listen, he didn't eat breakfast yet. So he decided, let him go take his shtickle dirt and sit in a shtickle bread. A little bit of coffee he had. I'll get a little coffee. I'll lay a whole bench. I'll make a good bechas amazon. I'll find a very nice. So he asked, so where's the inn over here? Oh yeah, he remembers where the inn. He goes by the inn. And he sits down, put in the same inn where he met the, where he gave him a place like Sassi, where he gave him the, those cups of tea. And he sits down, he eats, and he benches all the chavivas hamitzis that Agir has gvaldik, or gvaldik is spilus, and he finished benching. He finished benching, he realized, oh Hashem, he finished benching, Makayim Gvina Mitzis Esei, it's worth him more than the whole shtot. What's the whole shtot? Even if he did get it, what's a shtot? It's the alzi, eitzim avodim, of a benching. And he was thinking, Baruch Hashem, Makayim Gvina Mitzis Bech Samozim. All of a sudden, after he was thinking, all of a sudden somebody taps him on the shoulder. So he turns around, he sees the galach, he gets scared. So he stood up, he's afraid, and he asked the galach, what do you want? So the galach says, I want to speak to you privately. So he says, okay. So we go outside. And they go behind the inn, he says, listen, I want to tell you something. He says, he's a galach, and the halachas from a galach is you're not allowed to bid for karaka in front of anybody. You're not allowed to bid for it. A galach is not supposed to own anything, you're supposed to be like, says, hey, look, a mensch from yourself. Full of tumah. But the Kopalim says that, a galach is not allowed to bid the rabbin. But he says like this, you should know that this karka, that whole shadach karka, the galah said, really belonged to my great-grandfather. My great-grandfather, he was the one that got it. And he gave it over to my grandfather. My father, he said he was a galach. Now, mainly he couldn't be matapa with it, and then it fell out of his hands. And then, of course, it fell out of my hands, but I very much want that karka. I want you to do me a favor, I want you to sell it for me. Or at least let's become shutfim. So the Yid thought for a minute, he says, okay, I'll become shutfim. So Gal says, I'm willing to pay you that amount of shutfis. He says like this, let's make it like this. Half the amount that I have to pay, you'll give me, because if you're chedek of the shutfis. The other half you lend me. And I'll owe you half that amount. Plus, I want you to give me $2,000 extra. So Gal says, listen, shutfis is shutfis. Let's make it straight. 50%, 50%. You want, I should give you an extra $1,000, I'll be masking. So he said, okay. So he said, let's write a shtar. The Galach took out piece of paper, and the Yid, together with the Galach, they signed the shtar, and he asked the Galach, okay, now give me money to pay. Galach says, okay, I didn't take the money with me. Stay here, I'll be back in an hour or two. I'll come back with the money. They wrote two shtaris. The Yid held both shtaris. The Yid had one shtar, and he didn't want to give the Galach until the Galach comes and gives all the money, which half of it is going to be his for Matana, because Chedek of the Shutfus, and the other half is a Lahavo, plus another $1,000. Didn't take too much while. The Galach comes. The Galach brings a ganze zekel of geld. It was a hoin rav, a hoin rav. Gives him the ganze zekel to Yid. Yid gives him over the shtar. Galach takes the shtar, puts it in his pocket. The Yid takes it out. They shake hands. Okay. What should for? Explain to me. You know that you're a Galach. He says, and I'm a Yid. And there's a lot of difference of opinion. So we have to remember that if we're going to have the shutfis, let's make sure that we don't let religion get into our shutfis. We both are going to own half the shtar. Make sure that there's no Galach was masking. Everything will be okay. They shook hands in the bar. The Galach was very happy, and the Yid was very happy. He didn't know, did he do the right thing or not? Amaisa didn't know what to do. No, it comes towards the end of the day. He was it's a tumult. The pizza, meanwhile, filled up the place, the Beit Mishpat, filled up with goyim, with yid. Let me see, is the yid going to come up with the money? And then the yid comes a little bit late, but we can't tackle with the whole money, puts the money down the table, the pizza can't believe it. And then the person, the yid, gets over the whole, the real estate, with all the shtoris, everything belongs to him. His mamish couldn't believe it. The yid himself couldn't believe it. Says, I'm a toner. He gave her a Moshe Leib Sasa in 2 cups of tea, and the Gekrovin has a psa. Sagavala Gazach, he couldn't get over it. And I see, he walks out with it, and he didn't, what did he do, right? He has the shtoris in his pocket. And when he walks out, who comes to see him? The Moshe Leib Sasa. Moshe Leib Sasa does a mazel tov, mazel tov. You makayim a mitzvah. Mitzvah al bo yodcha atach mitzeno. Was taka nishme vi anasoyin. I wanted to see if you be oimid ben asoyin, you are oimid ben asoyin, the apes of an invention. And then Moshe Leib Sasa told him, it's noch sein good. Now don't worry about it, everything will be good. It's noch sein good. So he realized the story wasn't over yet. Meanwhile, the person goes back home to his wife. He has to tell his wife what happened. She thought he just took 48 coins and he's going to buy it. Sold his part, who knows what's going to happen with it. And look what it turned into. Kitsi goes back home and he tells his wife the story. When he tells her the story that now they own half of Vienna Stadt, she fainted on the spot. She couldn't believe it. Ooh, that I call a doctor and I get it better like this and that. it was too big of a idea for her. She couldn't take it. She kept a chalice and was no until Bor Hashem. And she became mamish, isha, chshuva, chashuva, lady, wealthy. Such wealth is noira. Meanwhile, the person realized that he has to make a move, go back to that Moshe Leib Sasa. Well, what should he do? The Maisa, it starts a moiridik that he's a shutter for the gala. What should he do? Look, he stayed at the house a day or two. He stayed with his wife. And then he went back to the Moshe Leib Sasa. As he goes, when he gets off the horse and buggy to go to the Moshe Leib Sasa, all of a sudden he hears, switching the oil, there's a moiridik of Maisa. What happened? What happened? Did you hear what happened? 2 days ago, the galach from the shtot all of a sudden said he feels sick and he fell down. They got so scared, the people, the galach shtot, you know, they can make a bilbul, they can say the Tuesday, they got, they fierce, they called the doctors and they saw the doctor, the guy just suddenly died. The mamish died and they were so scared, they was afraid that it was an iron horror. So they said, everybody was afraid to touch him. So they decided they're going to bury him with his clothes. So they took the galach and they buried him with the tzlum and with his clothes, with his hat, with his food. I was afraid to touch him. They buried him. Kids, and they said, and the whole shtetl is still tumbling for 2-3 days about us. Are they going to make a bilbul against the Yidin? Are they not going to make a bilbul against the Yidin? Was quiet. Meanwhile, the galach is gestorben, the ending. So the Yidin realized, gewalt. Who's the only one that has the shtar? The galach has the shtar, and I have the shtar. If I don't tell anybody about my shtar, so then nobody knows that the galach has a shutvis. What should I do? Should I tell anybody? Should I? The Moshe Leib Sasa goes over to the Moshe Leib Sasa, comes inside. The Moshe Leib Sasa greets him right away. He says, "Shalom, shalom. You are oimid ben asoyin mitzvah bo yodcha atach mitzeno. You gave me the cups of tea when I wanted it, and I bent you taka for moedik atzloch and taka you'll have it." But he says, "Rebbe, what should I do? What should I do with the shtar? I have the shtar in my pocket. Should I tell it? Should I tell people? What should I do?" So he says like this. Bemis, I really wouldn't be Magala this, but because you were Makai mitzvahs the way you're supposed to, so I'll tell you. This person's great-great-grandfather once went over to your great-great-great-grandfather and he made a big bilbul on him and he killed him. Your great-great-grandfather that you don't even know was one of the head of the people of the Vad of the Dalad Arotzes. That was a certain very big bezin that they made. And he was a moedik tzaddik and he was very wealthy. And a galach was jealous, he had a lot of kinah. And he went, he made a bilbul against him and he took away all his riches. And your Zayda, Yelta Zayda, when his Shema went up to the Bezen Shemaila, he said like this, he's matzdik all of us adin. If the Bezen Shemaila took away his neshama, then I'm sure that there was a reason for it. But why should that galach take all the ashiras? Why should he take all the money? So the Bezen Shemaila answered him, Taka, this galach didn't get it because he's a tzaddik, believe me. Like this galach's great-grandfather once did a toive yid. Afibal, he did a toive for yid, so therefore they paid him back. But the Bezal Shemaila said that one day, come back in a few generations, all the riches that you had will come back to you from this galach's son, great-grandson. So he said, don't worry, you don't have to be Magala, because the ashiris that you have righteously belongs to you. And it's taka yours. And the person from that time, he took the shtar, his shtar, he ripped it up, and he was wealthy for the rest of his life. And a Moshe Leib Sasa told him, If you would have given me the third cup of tea, if you would have given me the third cup of tea, it would have been noira, noira v'oyim. Would have been mitzvah v'ol yotcha atach mitzena. And mitzvah comes to your hands, you want mazalzel with it. But true, I hear you wanted to give for shalom bayis, okay. But two-thirds of the mitzvah you will makayim b'shleimus. So therefore you have yeschar. And the person lived a long life. He had ashiras for a long life. He had shiras, and his children born with b'nei born him, the whole oiskim, the Torah, the mitzvahs, he lived a long, happy life. Why was this person zeichet for ashiras? It's a beautiful story. It's a chizik and emunah to this ma'aseh. Why was this person? What was the inyan of mitzvah? Why was this person zeichet for such gevaldige zachen? Wie hat er zugekommen to the zachen? Only because of the mitzvah. A Rebbe the Mashgiach Shlita always says that Yosef HaTzadik, when Yosef was in jail, how did Yosef become from a jailbird, from becoming a mamish in the slaver, in the jail? After that he becomes a melech. Was there anything that went on the way? Anything in a bridge? You know what the bridge was? He went over to the person, he says, hey, good morning, what's the matter? You look like something's bothering you. Right? He went over to the Saramashkim, Saroifim. Madua panecha zoifim ayoy. In order for a person to become a king, even if he's destined to become a king, he won't get it. It has to go through a maisa chesed first. A person has to be a good person. Take a push the person that you don't even know and say, what's the matter? What's bothering you? Oh, if you're such a person, then the malucha that's destined for you, then you get it. That's what the Mashkiach says. Many times, people have gevaldika ashiris that's waiting for them. Gevaldika hatzlochen toyer, gevaldika hatzlochen yerushamayim, that's waiting for them. But it's not enough. You have to have your train, your vehicle, your bridge to get there. And the bridge is always a mitzvah. Many times we see in Shas, we see such beautiful stories. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaitoi. You do a mitzvah in the right time, in the right way. You're zoicha for so many things. Why? Because you did chavivas to a mitzvah. This is the second cup of tea. If I would have had a third cup of tea. The Chassam Sofer says, my shvager Reb Zalman Quinn showed me this Chassam Sofer just the other day. In Tshuva, Kuf Tzadik Zayin. The Chassam Sofer says, Nor Chayim. He says, Margalu Bepumi. He says, the Chassam Sofer. I always used to say this over up there. Ki kol ha'oyma lehalocha b'shulchan orach, yitoyle nesunu l'chol Yisrael. Anything that says in the Shulchan Orach, that's for everybody. Everybody's mechuyif to do the Torah. But it's not enough. A person has to do more. You have to strain zechon to do just a little bit more. And if you do a little bit more, you express your ava to the Eibishter. Because many times we see big tzaddikim that were machmen this mitzvah, machmen that mitzvah. Why are they machmen mitzvahs? Because mitzvah just doing the mitzvah alone is not the same. Everybody knows the voida Eishes Lapidus. Why was the voida Eishes Lapidus? Why was she zeicha that she should be the neviyah? It says in the Yalkut that everybody used to give wicks for the Beis HaMikdash that it should burn, the Lichtalach, and the Beis, they took it, the Bezen of Kahanim took everybody's donation for wicks. But when she gave the wicks, she made it just a little bit fatter. A little bit fatter, the wicks. Let the light be a little nicer. Everybody gave it to a certain shape, but she made it a little bit fatter. Let it be a little nicer, more lichtig. So Bezen said, Bezen Shemaila said, okay, if you gave a little bit more, then you get a lot more. If you give a little bit more licht, we'll make you that you'll be the licht for Klai Yisrael. What did she do? She gave chavivus ha-mitzvah. She was machav of the mitzvah. She treated the mitzvah accordingly. Many times we have mitzvahs, shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv. And some of us are famatet, and we don't daven with the slavos, we don't daven the way we're supposed to. But if there's one person that gets up, and the person davens gevaldik rabbayim shlomo, even though I'm tired, even though I'm famatet, but the mitzvah means something to me, then it's a gevaldik chshivus, and the Eibishter gives it to them kifle keflayim. These are shiris that's waiting for each and every one of us. These are shiris and ruchnias, these are shiris and gashmi, such wonderful things that are befrat with yeshiva light. And somebody that learns in yeshiva, so chavav to the Eibishter. And if somebody, what do we need just? We should be zeicha ki ner mitzvah for Torah oil. If we have the ner mitzvah, then we're zeicha for the Torah oil. If we give chashivas to our mitzvahs, then we're zeicha for everything. The Chizkuni says, he's one of the Rishonim, he's mafarish, basically his pirush on Rashi. But the Chizkuni explains by the chet of the Dola Mabel. She says, Vim Toimi, he says in Parshas Noach, Perik Ches, Apostle Chof Aleph, he says, Vim Toimi, Eich Nenshu Dola Mabel, Ma'achash Lein Itztavu B'mitzvahs. They weren't Itztavu B'mitzvahs. What's the Tfiyah in the Dola Mabel? Eli Yesh Loimi, Yesh Kaima Mitzvah, Shechayov, M'nei Yodom, L'shoim, L'mekoyach, Sforas Adas. There's a thing, the Ramban says the same thing. There's a lot of mitzvahs a person is supposed to do. Why? It doesn't say in the Torah, but your seichel should teach you that.
Where's your seichel? Why don't you use your seichel?
Somebody will come to daven with a hat and jacket. I don't know if it says in Shulchan Aruch you have to daven with a hat and jacket. But where's your seichel? People don't realize, but in today's day and age, you boys know, I don't like talking about this because I don't like to scare anybody, but anti-Semitism is going mamish loyre v'oyim. People are now saying, I'll be Magala, v'fil sinas Yisrael there is from the White House alone. And the White House, how much sin, and they're trying to, they make the president pressure against Israel, against this, against the Jews. And now they're starting to write openly against the white-collared people are writing, the professional business people, the Wall Street Journal. What do they write? The Jews that are going to know them, the Jews are taking our money, the Jews are this, the Jews are that. What does it say in the Asbury Press? It says Rabbi Shankalevsky is sitting on the board. Who needs Rabbi Shankalevsky? The Jews, that are machria. There's 18,000 votes in Lakewood. And the Jews are only 2,800 votes the Yidden have. And there's 18,000 votes in Lakewood. And who are they cursing out? The Yidden, Rabbi Shankalevsky, the Jews, the yeshiva. I don't read the paper, but that's what I hear. That's what they say every day in the paper. The Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. All over the Welt, it's starting Simas Yisrael. The only way we existed is Koel Yankel. Only with tefillah. Only our koich is the peh. Esav goes with the bulging muscles. We don't have no bulging muscles. All we have is a peh. Mom na peh. Who are we? We're poshut the people. We're poshut the people that daven, we take out a tilim. So we know our lives, that that's chas v'sholem, is totally in what? Is totally in mamish in the koel yankel. Doesn't it deserve? Doesn't it deserve a gevaldik a COVID? It goes in the beginning, even though it's a mitzvah in the Torah, the Avdei B'chol HaVavchem. But there's a chedek in the tzubzat tefillah that's a mitzvah sichlius. We should have a seichel to treat tefillah the way it's supposed to. Benching. There are people that don't have food. I'm telling you, there are people that don't have food in the house. People that I know, somebody, a close friend of mine, that put up a few houses and he couldn't sell it. The bank took away all the houses, and not only that, they're taking away his own house. He's a mechus alechem. A few years ago, the person was a rich man, he was telling tzedakas, and now he doesn't have bread to eat. There's nothing. Somebody else has to do this for him, somebody, and he's groping and groping and groping. So Birchas HaMazon, doesn't it deserve a gevalik a COVID? If we know V'achalt of Savot of Irachta, it's a bit sassy, Birchas HaMazon. It doesn't say any place you have to bench with a hat and with a jacket. Oh, the Chalapach is a hat. Chalapach is a jacket. Chalapach is from a siddur. The Chalapach is from a chroinim. Epis a hakdoma. That's not benching. The people don't have what to eat. The people that kept shooting, they have to get Shabbos packages and this. And, you know, take a look what's happening in the world. You boys don't know, you should never know. So isn't it part of all the mitzvahs that we're supposed to, there's a sichlius involved also. Not only the etz mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah that you are going to do. Pasha, I'll see a seichel to tell you to do that. The same thing we have by Bilam. The Shulchan Aruch says in the end of Parshas Bullock. He says, Chatosi ki lo yadati, I didn't know. Bilam says, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to go. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch, l'choy rekosh, if he didn't know, so then what's the time to him? He didn't know he's not allowed to go. So the Shulchan Aruch has a chayim taka. Nobody gave him a tzivu not to go. But it's a seichel. The person should have seichel. What are you starting up? What are you starting? Where's your seichel? What are you starting up with the yiddi? And because he didn't have that seichel, therefore he was nenash. The Sefer Chassidim says a similar thing. And the Rambam says a similar thing. A person is mechuyev to do mitzvahs. You're mechuyev to do mitzvahs. Api seichel. You're supposed to know that the Torah is mechayev you things, not only things, but the Torah is mechayev you not your seichel. You have your Rebbe, the covet of a Rebbe. When a Rebbe comes in, you stand up. Why? First of all, it's the mitzvahs I say. You mechuyev to give covet to your Rebbe. But seichel, think for a moment. Your Rebbe is mevi lechayel l'mabo. Where's your covet of Rav? Avudna said that in today's Torah in America, he said in his Torah, he said they're not missing Torah, they're missing covet of Torah. Covet of Torah is the thing that's nemsach from a lack of seichel. Person thinks, where's the cup? Why don't we stand up for our parents? Why don't we go give cover to our father? Because we don't use our seichel. We don't realize what parents mean. We're mezalza with our parents. We don't call our parents. We don't just ma send money and send it right away. Send it, you know, not a check. Send it in cash. So I could use it right away. Because if I get it in cash, then it's an asik to be mezchalav. But we don't realize cover that we owe our parents. And every mitzvah is amount of seichel that's in the mitzvah. And we're mechuyev to do these seichel dikazachim. In Parshas Eschan it says, Vasisa Hayoshev Atoy Beinei Hashem. All it says is these words, Vasisa Hayoshev Atoy Beinei Hashem. You should do Yoshev, Gerechtigkeit, you should be straight. V'toy Beinei Hashem. And the Gemara in Bav Metzia Kuf Ches learns what from this pasuk. What's the whole halacha? What is the pasuk? Vasisa Hayoshev Atoy. It tells you the halacha of Dina de Bar Mitzvah. What's the Dina Bar Mitzvah? Your boys will learn it in Bava Kam and Bava Basra. The Dina Bar Mitzvah. What's the Dina Bar Mitzvah? That's a, let's say, Reuven.
Here's my third cup of tea.
He was a...
You'll see. You'll get good to Zachem. Mark it down in your calendar. Tonight schmooze. You'll see.
What's the dinner by Metzra? If Reuven has something on one side, and his brother has something, and he wants... And his brother's right near him, and somebody has a field in the middle. Don't take that field in the middle. Don't separate the brothers. Let one of the brothers have it. Don't separate the brothers. The dinner by Metzra. And why are you mechuyev to do that? Because v'sisa ha'yosh v'atoyev b'nei Hashem. The Chazal say you mechuyev to do. The dinner by Metzra could be moitzi moment for that. Why? Because it says v'sisa ha'yosh v'atoyev. You should be a good mensch. You should do yashus. You should be toiv. You should be a good person. And then you zeicha for so many good things. Different thing. It's also a sugya about Metzia Lam, and hey, it's not for now to go with the Shuma Hodol Yoylam. Now, if let's say Bezdin Paskin, that let's say you mechuyev to release some of your property to pay up a chayiv, and then you want to come back to the Lekeach and say, Hezachain, you want to go back to the Malvi and say, Hezachain, I want to be Moitzi, I want to take back my thing. So Shuma Hodol Yoylam, you could always come back and be Poydi Yazachin. I, the Kenyan, was a Kenyan. So the Mother of Asisa Yashavah Toiv. Vasisa Yashavah Toiv, the Ramban explains, that when the Torah tells us you should be a mensch, it includes so many things. It's a mitzvah of derech klal. A person has to act like a mensch. I don't think there should be a problem in a yeshiva of a bochum returning sedurim back into a shelf. It also is nichlam vasisa yoshava atoy. The Torah is machayev you to do that. Als mitzvahs of being a good mensch, a gerechtike mensch. That's why you're supposed to do it. The Gemara tells us a moly de gemaisa. Rabba Baba Chonel, they made a halacha. If somebody has a moit, if somebody has a long stick, and somebody, you can put one basket hanging on one side of the stick, and one basket hanging on the other side of the stick, and that's how you carry the water, you shep your vasa that way, and you carry it. So if let's say the worker goes, and he takes it, and he puts it only on one side of the stick, cracks in half, he has to pay palga, he has to pay half. That's what the Gemara says in Bob Mitzia Pei Gimel. So Rabba Baba Chonel had a worker, and he told the worker, you know, he gave him the stuff to schlep, whatever it was, and the worker went and he put the thing on there, and the mice of the stick broke. The stick broke, the person has to pay palga, the person didn't want to pay. Rabbi Chana was no batlin, so he took away the person's jacket. You mechuyev to pay money, you don't want to pay, I'm taking your jacket. So the person went to Rav. He said, Rav, they took my money. So Rav called him back, so Rabbi Chana went to Rav. And he said, listen, give him back the jacket. So he says, what do you mean? There's a takona na hado, we made a takona. But if somebody has a moit, somebody has a stick, and the stick cracks in half, he's a paisheya, and he has to pay half. So Rav says, nein, leman telech b'derech toiv. Leman telech b'derech toiv, you're mechuyev to give it back, because you're an under a certain mensch. Oh, so they had no choice, he gave him back the jacket. So the people said, listen, we spent the whole day by you working, and we're not going to get paid for our work, we want to get paid also. He says, paid for your work, what did you do? Not only didn't you do anything for me, but you amassed me. So he told Rav, we want to get paid for our day's work. So Rav says, pay them for the day's work. So he said, why? So he says, because it says, V'orcha tzadikim tishma. You're a tzadik. A tzadik has different chiyuvim. A tzadik is a different type of a person. There's mitzvahs, and then there's orcha tzadikim tishma. If somebody's a tzadik, he has different chiyuvim. Rav Shnei Zechon Levrach always used to say, yeshivalite are different type of people. Yeshivalite are different type of people. We're tzadikim. We're chachomim. We're nevoinim. We're different level people, we have different chiyuv than regular people. The Torah is machayev us that we should be different types of people, we should be hechad mentioned. That even though taka we're not machayev, we should do lefnei mishur sabin. The Gemara tells us a moyer dekamaisa, Yeshalmi and Trumas. It says, Ula bar Koshev, a moyer dekamaisa. Ula bar Koshev did something wrong, and the township, the people wanted to kill him, the government. Ula bar Koshev ran and he hid himself between the people, and he ran into the shtot from Mishur Balevi. They'll never find it. He comes into the shtot of Rabbi Shuvah Levi. No one wanted to give him over to the goyim. The goyim surrounded the ganze shtot. The goyim said, "We want Ula bar Koshev. Bring him out." So nobody wanted to give him out. So the goyim said, "Hezachayim, if you don't give us out, this Jew, we're going to kill out every single person in this shtot." So they went to Rabbi Shuvah Levi. So Rabbi Shuvah Levi went over to Ula bar Koshev and says, "Hezachayim, if you don't go out, they're going to kill out the whole shtot. Here you have a Galeganite, you have an opportunity to save thousands of Jews. Go give yourself up." She says, "Rebbe, they're going to kill me." She says, "What's better? They should kill you or kill 5,000 people together with you?" So he convinced them. So Ula bar Koshev went out. And they took care of Ula bar Koshev. Now, Elyon over used to learn, used to come every day to Rabbi Shuvah Levi. Now he doesn't come anymore. So Shuvah Levi had such tzar. So he fasted and fasted until Kamati couldn't anymore. He fasted, there was no limit to his fasting. And then Eliyahu HaNavi came.
She says, why didn't you come? Why did you make me fear so many times until you come? She says, I should come to a snitcher? Someone that goes and gives over a Yid Lahariga? She says, it's a Mufurisha Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a Goyim say, give us one Jew, otherwise we'll kill them all, you're not Mechuyev to give anybody. But if the Goyim say, give us that Jew, they point out to somebody, say, if you don't give us that Jew, we'll kill everybody, then you can give them over. That's a Mekayim Mishnah. Amalei, so he tells them, Lav Mishnas Chasidim. You're right, it's a Mishnah, but a Chosid can't do that. A Chosid is somebody that can't give over a different Yid Lahariga. So he starts telling him it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, Gerech, of a Lav Mishnas Chasidim. So Rav Aaron Kotel explains, Rabbi Shem is the Koch Nefashis. He had to do it. So he explains in the Pshat and the Pnei Moshe, but you shouldn't have been the one that did it. When it comes to giving over and killing a Yid, you can't be the one to kill the Yid. You're a Chosid. A Chosid can't kill a Yid. Chosid has to stay in the back, and if Vadiv, somebody else has to do it, so some, you make sure somebody else does it. But you can't do it. A Chosid can't do such a pula. And Avraham explains, Chiyuvim of a person is totally in the level of a person. If a person's a Chosid, if a person's a Tzaddik, he has different Chiyuvim. Boys, I could just tell you with my ganzen heart, you don't know what it means a Yeshiva Bocha. You don't know the level what it means a Bocha that learns Torah. You're not out in the Welt, you should never know what the Welt is. A treifa Welt, a schmutzige Welt, it's a filthy Welt. There's no Ruchnias out there. The only Ruchnias that's left is the Yeshiva life. Boys that learn Torah. And you don't know the Chashivas, what's his main Tabocha that learns Torah. And if they're Chayuvim, we're Mechuyiv to do Chayuvim in the ganze hearts. Or Chasadikim Tishmor, we're Mechuyiv to listen to the Mahalchim of Tzadikim. Because we're all Tzadikim, we're Yeshiva life. Rabbi Rebbe once he used to say Purim. He used to say Purim, he used to say Terchocha, he used to say it in grammar, he had a beautiful voice. And Abseya told us once, he picked up his hands, he says, Wie kem zogen Terchocha to Yeshivalai? Yeshivalai are so helik and so zis and so gewaldig. Anybody that learns Torah is so chavav to the Eibishter. Who does the Eibishter have in the world? He has a poor Yeshivalai that are sitting learning the Gemara. They're learning Gemara and Toysvis, the Gemara and Rashi, Chumash and Rashi, Kitzah Shechonorach, the Sedra with Rashi. Whatever level the Boch, but the Boch is learning Torah. That's the biggest koyach we have in the world is koyach HaTorah. We have to treat the mitzvah of Torah better than all mitzvahs, because it's shogel k'neged kulam. It's very hard for me to talk, but I'm not feeling well, like you see. So I just want to be a messiah with one little gedank. In the mitzvah bris milah, the Eibush made a bris for Avraham Avinu. He says, if you make a bris milah, then I promise you it will be a bris beini uveinecha, between me and you. And I'll give you such gewaldic things without a mahalach. I'll give you things that even though Yidden don't even deserve it, I'll give it to you. But in return, the Yidden have to give things to the Eibishter. Also without a mahalach. Extra things, extra things, extra things. Because the Eibishter gives us gevalik zachen, we have to give the Eibishter gevalik zachen. It's hard for me to talk now, so I have to be Messiah now. I believe now the next week will be Mamshech, a little bit about the Inyan for Mitzvahs.